Episode 3. Hello, explorers. Today we are going to take a special journey, a journey through time. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine going back hundreds and hundreds of years to the Middle Ages. Can you imagine the following scenario? There are no cars on the roads, no airplanes in the skies, no tall glass skyscrapers, no electricity at night. When the sun sets, everything becomes dark, except for candles and the light of the fire. But don't forget that even without modern technology, people built houses, entire cities, churches, and large castles. Think about how difficult the job of a builder is today, even with all the technology we have. Imagine how much harder it was back then. People didn't have factories or trucks to transport materials from far away. They used whatever nature provided nearby, often with enormous physical effort. If there were forests, they used woods. If there were mountains, they used stone. If the ground was soil, they made bricks. Castle walls were made of heavy stone slabs. Roofs were covered with wooden beams. Small houses often had walls made of clay mixed with straw. In villages, roofs were sometimes made of dried grass. This was called thatching. Builders worked with simple tools, hammers, chisels, ropes, and wooden cranes. It was hard work. Sometimes it took 10, 20, or even 50 years to complete a large castle. Can you imagine building something your whole life? It was truly very hard work that employed many labourers. Now, imagine you had to visit another city or a relative or a friend. Back then, there were no cars, gas stations, highways, trains or planes. The option for transportations were limited. You would have to ride a horse or sit in a cart pulled by oxen or travel by wooden boat using the wind. Or simply walk for days. Travel was slow and sometimes dangerous. People depended entirely on nature, animals, rivers, and the wind. Nature was not only their home, it was their power. Now let's return to the present. Today, we have machines, trucks, computers, and electricity. We can build houses much faster. But we have learned something very important. Our planet needs protection. Climate change has dangerous effects on humans. Every day we see and hear stories and events happening worldwide that show how humans and their activities have harmed nature and the planet. That's why many architects and builders have started thinking about ecological construction and sustainability. What does sustainability mean? Sustainability means using natural resources in a way that preserves them from future generations. Eco-friendly buildings are designed to use natural or recycled materials to save and collect rainwater for household use or watering plants, to save electricity, and to reduce pollution and their environmental footprints. Modern homes may have special double-glazed windows, insulated walls and roofs that keep heat inside in winter and outside in summer. Some buildings even have green roofs with plants. Many people also try to reduce environmental pollution in their transportation by using public transport, walking, cycling, etc. Did you know that long ago, in the Middle Ages, people used wind and water without even knowing the word renewable? Really? So they didn't know about solar panels or wind turbines? No, they simply used whatever nature gave them, like wind to turn windmills or rivers to power watermills. Ah, but today we do the same thing, just smarter and with modern technology, right? Exactly. Renewable energy is energy that never runs out. Like the sun that shines on us every day. Solar panels convert sunlight into electricity. Wind blows over fields and seas. Wind turbines convert wind into energy. Water flows in rivers, and hydroelectric plants use the movement of water to produce energy. Instead of burning fuels that pollute the air, we can use nature's clean energy. In the past, people built with what they had. They respected nature's limits because they depended on it. Today, we have more technology, but we must remember the same lesson. Nature is not just a resource. If we build wisely, if we use clean energy, if we respect the earth, we can create a future that is cleaner, safer, and brighter for everyone. Nature is our home. Thank you for traveling through time with us today. See you in the next adventure.